And we're going to hear the UK premiere of Christian Wolff's 1995 orchestral work, Spring. The basic themes of the untitled movements might appear conventional. A gospel theme for the first movement, variations on a William Billings anthem in the second, what an outing Billings has had this weekend. The third movement pits the Billings theme played by half the orchestra against the other half, which is divided into nine trios playing unconventional notation. And in the fourth and last movement, the orchestral disintegration continues as written sections of music for percussion, viola and tuba are submerged by freely organised interruptions by other players. For Wolff, it made music a collaborative activity, performer into composer, into listener, into performer, and so on ad infinitum. And here now is David Porcelain to conduct the London Sinfonietta in Christian Wolff's Spring.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the United Kingdom premiere of Christian Wolff's Spring, composed in 1995. It was played by the London Sinfonietta, conducted by David Porcelain. And Christian Wolff gives an interesting insight into the way that John Cage used to lecture. Wolff would drive over to Cage's lectures at Harvard, where Cage's view was that you had to be ready to listen to things that weren't necessarily interesting. That is the way you learnt. And Christian Wolff recorded that over time the attendance at the John Cage lectures significantly dwindled. And that's the second of the works that we've heard in this weekend by him.